I'm John McDevitt with a Beer and Booze Bros Extra Shot. A delicious hobby is making a comeback. Home brewing is on the rise as stay-at-home orders keep people inside. Jason Harris owns Keystone Homebrew Supply in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania.
So I started in the homebrew business back in 1992. I launched Keystone Homebrew Supply, and I pretty much saw double-digit growth almost every year, maybe with the exception of one or two, until 2013. So that was like 21 years of growth, strong growth. And in 2013, the homebrew world changed a little bit as all these small breweries opened up, one or two in almost any town. And all of a sudden, a lot of the reasons why people homebrewed have been diminished. The supply of fresh and different beer on a regular basis. And so people started, you know, spending more time going to small breweries than actually brewing beer at home. So that, you know, has had a major effect, and we saw a lot of decline from 2013 until now.
Now, meaning in March, when Governor Tom Wolf put the stay-at-home order in place.
You know, at first, when the governor issued his shelter in place, we weren't sure we could operate, and we had temporarily shut down our business to help prevent the spread of the virus. And then, you know, we examined what the essential allowed businesses were, and as we did have a website and we sold mail order, that was considered allowable. We did apply to Pennsylvania for an exemption so that we could extend our business to include curbside pickup, and we were granted that exemption. So we've seen, you know, a really big uptick on people brewing beer at home. I think a lot of people who have been super busy working and who had previously been in the hobby are now kind of coming back to it and saying, hey, I got more time and, you know, I'm stuck at home and I love homebrewing and I want to do that again. So we're seeing a lot of excitement in that direction. We're hoping that this is going to be kind of a turning point where it reignites a lot of people's interests in home crafts. It's hard to tell how long we're all going to be stuck at home. And as long as, you know, a lot of people are staying at home and social distancing, we think we're going to continue to see strong growth that started, you know, recently in home brewing come back.
Jason tells us sales are up on both equipment and the ingredients to make the beer.
Absolutely, yes. We're selling equipment and ingredients for people. We're selling starter kits. We're selling supplemental equipment. So yes, both ingredients and equipment. Ingredients are fairly strong right now. A lot of people who already have the equipment are investing more time and making more batches than they may have done in the past.
The pandemic has adjustments being made to operations, but Jason says they're moving along.
So I'll talk to two things right now. In terms of turnaround for orders, right now we are struggling to be able to process all our orders on the day that we receive them. So there's a couple day delay for us for when people get us our orders to when they're completed. We are bringing on some extra staff at this point to help turn around those orders. So there's a lot of demand and it takes a little more time for us to process the online orders than somebody coming in and pulling ingredients off the shelf for themselves. Our suppliers have been very good for the most part in supplying us all the ingredients that we need. They're all in operation and sending out the important ingredients and equipment that we need for our customers. We implemented some safety factors with our staff to help ensure their safety or minimize it as best we can. And we've divided our staff into two teams. We have Team Malt and Team Hops. And they come in on separate days and as a distinct group so that we have less potential crossover infection if somebody in one of our groups gets sick with COVID. Hopefully the other group will be able to continue and allow us to stay in operation.
So now that a lot of people have more time on their hands at home, you need a little time to make the beer. Takes about 2 or 3 weeks. What are people making?
So historically, I mean, home brewing has been a leader, a leading indicator in what beers will be popular, what beers professional brewers will brew. And it's kind of funny that the brewing trendsetter leaders are pretty much have been the last people that have, this last wave of all these new small breweries have been opening. And so homebrewers are very excited just with the whole IPA trend that we're seeing around the world, or at least around the United States. So we're selling a lot of IPA ingredients, but a lot of people are getting back to basics. And, you know, we're seeing that in some breweries too. But so IPAs are still reigning king, though, in what people want to brew.
And what about lagers?
So lagers are a challenging beer to make, especially on small scale, because temperature control is critical for the yeast to perform the way you want it to and giving you that clean, crisp taste. So you have to dedicate some refrigerated space to do it correctly. So, and it's not that hard to do. We sell thermostat overrides, and it makes chest freezers a good way to monitor fermentation so you can control for lagers, ales, or dispensing. You know, other than that, if you have a cold basement that's below grade that doesn't change temperature that much, you can, you know, block off an area and insulate it and try and maintain a good temperature for lagering. Ideally, that's like between 50 and 60 degrees, 55 being pretty optimal for the initial lager fermentation.
For more information, go to KeystoneHomebrew.com.
Keystone Homebrew Supply prides itself on providing great service along with ingredients for customers, and that, you know, we're here to help people make great beer. So if they have any questions or issues or things they want to talk about while they're brewing, they should feel free to reach out to us, and we're happy to help.